479-8178.
Imagine eating 68 hot dogs. Yeah, that's what a guy named Chestnut did. Looks like Kobayashi was booted with the new world record. It was Chestnut all over again. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'll explain. Perhaps you caught a flick over the weekend. Maybe it was Ice Age, the latest version of it, the Dawn of the Dinosaurs. Big hit at the box office, not necessarily a surprise. I think a lot of kids are off from school, and a lot of grandparents took grandchildren, perhaps, to the movies. Maybe you were one of those people, in fact. Whatever you did, I hope you had a fabulous holiday weekend. Kate Delaney hanging with you coast to coast, everywhere in between on America Tonight. Remember, you can flip me an email. Don't be shy about that. I got a couple that were pretty interesting over the weekend. AmericaTonight.net. Promise we'll get to our inbox a little bit later on this show, perhaps in this hour. Sarah Palin was also a big story as she dropped a bombshell heading into the weekend, deciding to resign. She is gone in the next couple of weeks. The lieutenant governor will take over in Alaska. She said she has a higher calling. We'll jump into that fray. But we talked a ton about Honduras at the tail end of the week, last week on ATN, and the Honduran military was told to turn back former president, I guess you would say now, of Honduras, Zelaya, his jet. They booted him out of the country, and some of the people in Honduras, none too happy. Here's what some of the crowds sounded like over the weekend. Now, that's what you would have heard if you happened to be in the capital city over the weekend. You can hear some of those shots firing out, too, as well. And this is all as a result of Zelaya, who won a ton of support in the international community after he was booted a week ago. But the only prominent person on board his plane, it's been reported, is the UN General Assembly president, because Latin American leaders backed out of it. They decided it wasn't safe for them to do it, so they didn't jump on the plane. It sounded like he was going to go back into the country with a lot of political allies by his side, but that didn't happen. So in the end, the exiled president, who was flying toward home in a Venezuelan jet, trying to return to power on Sunday, was turned away. The military turned the plane away, and that's exactly what happened. Interim President Roberto Micheletti refused to withdraw his order to prevent the plane from landing and didn't want to negotiate with anyone, as he said, until things returned to normal and there wasn't protest in the street, because there are a lot of people on both sides of this fray going nuts over this. And Micheletti held a news conference and said, look, we're the authentic representatives of the people, period. So there was thousands of protesters right near outside of the airport in the Honduran capital, thinking there was going to be a big showdown. There were soldiers there with riot shields. There were police helicopters hovering overhead. The commercial flights had to be scrapped. And Micheletti also said that Nicaragua is moving troops to their border to push that psychological intimidation factor up a notch, and said, you don't want to cross into Honduras because we're ready to defend our border, period. So, in Nicaragua, this is typical of what you would see there. They're denying it and all that other stuff. But the significant thing here is that the Honduran exiled president did not go back in to the country. That did not happen. And the U.S. has already cut off aid, like $40 million is what they gave last year that our government did. So that temporarily has been cut off. Remember, the Honduras's new government has said they're going to arrest Zelaya for 18 alleged criminal acts and that would include treason and failing to implement more than 80 laws approved by Congress, since he jumped into the seat, took office in 2006. And their Supreme Court, there was a Supreme Court ruling, and despite that, Zelaya just pushed ahead with a referendum on whether to hold an assembly to consider changing the Constitution. And so a lot of people feared that he would press to extend his rule. You know, that was the idea, that he was going to say, I want to stay here longer. I want to be the president longer, obviously. And then, of course, what happened is that there was a little bit of a coup. He was basically escorted out of the country. And what happens here? I mean, what does the U.S. ultimately decide how to play this thing out? And as I said, one ally on the plane, all the others in Latin America who promised they were going to give support to this guy didn't do it. Now, from all accounts, in digging a little bit further into Zelaya's background, a little bit of a dictator, folks. Yeah, a dictator that our government wants to see in place. And as some people say, well, why should we tell them what to do if their Supreme Court is saying, no, this guy is dirty as they come, didn't implement anything, he's out of there. He's gone. I mean, it's a valid question to say, look, how should the U.S. respond? In some cases, do we stick our nose in where it's really not wanted? And apparently, this is, after further review, this is one of those moments. You know, he is a member of the club, though. He is a member of left-wing Latin American leaders. And who is the head honcho of that group? Of course, Hugo Chavez. Yeah. And Chavez has said this is a crisis that will change a lot in that area. That's what he's calling it. He's saying it will upset the new establishment, whatever the new establishment is. I guess that he says it's a hemispheric crisis, specifically is what he's calling it, that's going to challenge the new North and South. And that's something that, of course, President Obama talked about 2 months ago at the Summit of the Americas in Trinidad. So Zelaya is in forced exile in Costa Rica right now. Chavez, heavily this weekend, pushing the tail end of the weekend, accusing the CIA of having a hand in him being outed. So now here's Obama again, just like with Iran. What does he do in this situation? Lay in the weeds or become more active? Now, Sunday morning, he basically said, our president, on all political and social actors, he's called on all political and social actors in Honduras to respect democratic norms, the rule of law, and the tenets of the Inter-American Democratic Charter, insisting that the crisis must be resolved peacefully through dialogue free from any outside interference. Maybe this was a good announcement, because in this case, he's taking a step back, perhaps, from the dictator. Hillary Clinton had some thoughts as well. Our Secretary of State, and we'll let you hear that next here on America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829, That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Start with yesterday's unfortunate events in Honduras, which were a test of the inter-American system's ability to support and defend democracy and constitutional order in our hemisphere. The United States has been working with our partners in the OAS to fashion a strong consensus condemning the detention and expulsion of President Zelaya and calling for the full restoration of democratic order in Honduras. Our immediate priority is to restore full democratic and constitutional order in that country. Today, foreign ministers of the Rio group will be attending a previously scheduled meeting of Central American leaders in Managua, Nicaragua, to address the issue of Honduras. And tomorrow, the OAS will hold an extraordinary General Assembly. As we move forward, all parties have a responsibility to address the underlying problems that led to yesterday's events.
What happens now, obviously, you heard Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, talk about the Organization of American States. They had an emergency meeting over Honduras on Sunday. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, America tonight. We're talking a little Honduras, something that could affect us, certainly with aid, because we gave $4 million total last year, and that's been cut off for now. Zelaya not following the Supreme Court. And some people say, well, listen, if he was such a great guy, is this a leader who respects the rule of law? I mean, is this the right guy to back anyway in this place? Isn't he a dictator if he's not going with the Attorney General's rule and some of the other rulings that I just explained to you that he was blatantly defying a high court ruling after all, as well as his legislature and his Attorney General? So was he that dictator? And then the other argument is, well, you can look at this government, and this is a government of haves. Either way, Zelaya booted out and getting the backing of many across the world, but being turned away by the interim president, Micheletti, and told to leave the plane, and they did that. So they did not land. He is in exile in Costa Rica. And, of course, Hugo Chavez is fuming and accusing the CIA of having a big, big hand to play out in this one and blaming the United States for his ouster because, as I mentioned before, this is part of the new group of left-wing Latin American leaders, like the president of Ecuador would go along the same lines as Hugo Chavez, and he follows, or Zelaya falls right in suit with that anyway. You want to share your thoughts on Honduras, you can do that, 800-259-5791. But closer to home in our own politics, I mentioned this briefly. Sarah Palin stunned so many people by deciding on Friday, heading into a giant holiday weekend, of course, the whole independence thing. How old is this country? 233 years old. So young, just a baby when you think of other countries. But a big, big, big celebratory weekend for freedom and whatnot. And Sarah Palin decided to step away from being the governor of Alaska. So is somebody suggested to me, well, you know what? It's a pattern. And I saw a story on this. I don't know if it was Time or somebody had written a story, you know, all the stuff you read. But something that I had read was interesting. She went to five colleges and she jumped around with majors and all that sort of stuff. She was the head of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and she ended that tenure pretty abruptly, too, because she said it was hard to do her job with civil penalties hanging over her head. If she talked about what went on at her agency and the experience was taking the passion for government service out of her life, and she decided to quit rather than get bitter, okay? So now she stops becoming the governor of Alaska. The lieutenant governor will take over, and there is massive speculation. She wasn't specific about what she was going to do, saying that there was a higher calling. But what is the higher calling? That's what everybody is questioning. Is this a smart play? Is this to do something bigger in the party? Is it to make a run for president in 2012? But would this would be pretty risky to resign and think that this would, I don't know, pump up your appeal as you travel around the country. And then I said this on another Hour of America tonight. I heard from a good inside source that I have that Fox was heavily pursuing Palin. But would she move her family to New York to do a Fox show and then travel and speak and go off the book thing? Well, you know what? Huckabee did it. He was the governor, of course, at one point of Arkansas, ran for president. People liked Huckabee. He had a likability factor, even that reached across the aisle. And he ended up doing a radio segment and doing a television segment, of course, for Fox. So maybe there is something to that. Mystery not solved at this point. 800-259-5791. Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, you're our leadoff man. Thanks for the jingle.
Oh, no problem. Well, first thing with the Palin thing and Fox. Uh-huh. You know how Fox has the beautiful women.
She'd have to dye her hair blonde, though.
True. But I could not resist that jab. I'm sorry. I couldn't. But anyway, have you heard the latest with Biden and Saudi Arabia and Iran?
Well, the fact that he's traveling, is that what you're talking about?
No, well, it was on the Drudge Report tonight that Biden's, I'm not sure what the exact thing was, but he said if Israel decided to attack Iran's facilities, the U.S. would not interfere.
Ooh, so once again, Vice President Biden, that's funny, I saw the Drudge Report and I didn't see that anywhere.
And then another thing?
He did an exclusive on ABC. You're right. He said Israel was free to set its own course
on Iran. The administration allowed Israel to do.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Right.
And the second thing is that Saudi Arabia said it would not. I mean, Saudi Arabia said it would ignore Israeli overflights.
Yeah. So they would let him go. Hey, you want to have out of Iran? Go for it then.
Yeah. And all these other countries didn't talk about going nuclear until after Iran has started. Israel might have had nukes for, 30, 40 years now?
Right, but you know why they would say that? I mean, of course, because if Iran is going to be nuclear, if they're going to be armed, and of course it's Ahmadinejad who is now the president, and there's an uprising among the people, though that's been quelled, so they're still having these protests here and there where they can. Then, if you're a bordering country, do you trust to not have your own arsenal on supply?
Yeah,
I mean, and that makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. And then the one last thing was the resignation of Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the press conference. Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you see her 17-year-old there?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't see her there.
She was off to the side that I could see in a picture. They had a picture. She wasn't on the actual, because they pretty much were tight on her other than her husband, and then there was the lieutenant governor was there, if you remember.
I just thought that maybe the family issue was maybe something was wrong with her daughter or something like that.
No. There's nothing that I know of that's related to the family other than her saying that she had bigger ways to support the conservative nature of the party and all that other sort of thing. She had a higher calling, and I don't get that. I didn't get
that. I thought maybe someone in the family or maybe her was sick.
No. I didn't get that feeling. Of course, I don't know. I mean, that will come out if that's the case. She didn't allude to it to me. I think she alluded that something else was going on, that she had something else that was happening, and there's going to be this big announcement maybe in the next week or two, but I could be wrong
if
on that.
If this was any other politician, I would say it was a killer, but she's not an average politician.
Well, she has people that... she has. You know what? She's polarizing. People either...
Yeah.
Hate her or they love her. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They totally believe her or they feel the opposite way. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, and talking about Biden, we played something from Biden a little bit earlier in the first hour, if you caught the first hour of ATN, and he did an interview with George Stephanopoulos, but the remarks that were released were on, I guess they were the stuff that he was talking about to George Stephanopoulos. But I didn't get that feeling in the stuff that I heard. That's what he was saying. He said that the administration wouldn't stand in the way. He did say that if Israel chose to attack Iran's nuclear facility, even though the top brass U.S. military officer said any attack on Iran would be destabilizing. So what does that say? Is this a tougher U.S. stance against Iran's nukes building? Or is there something else he's deflecting there? And that was on this week. Hang with us, more to come.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
I don't think it's appropriate for me to discuss what our strategic policy should be relative to Iran, other than to say, to use that trite expression, everything is on the table. We are determined to protect the national interest of the United States and the regional interest of our friends against any Iranian threat, and so everything is on the table.
All right, that's specifically what Biden said to George Stephanopoulos on this week on ABC. So, you know, as he said, it's a sovereign nation. They can make their decisions, whatever they want to make, whether the U.S. likes it or not. So if you're interpreting that, and that's what people are doing, is this suggesting that the United States is getting tougher against, as I said before, the nukes, the ambitious nuclear plans, I think, for Iran? Or, you know, what does that mean? Israel has a right to defend itself. I think that's what it is in a nutshell. He's saying everything's on, you know, nothing's off the table. Of course, Israel is their own nation, as he said. They can do as they choose to do, right? So it's this crackdown, I think, now on the protesters after the June 12th presidential elections, more people looking at Tehran and looking at what's going on there, and opponents saying that the vote was rigged against them. And I still think that movement, the movement's not going to die of the opposition. However, they have to find a way to break through. I don't think it's been completely quelled, which is actually a great thing, because it keeps them on the map in the sense that there's so much that people don't realize that goes on in that city. We had a guest last week who grew up in Tehran, and he told us the very same thing. So, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, remember when he met back in May with Obama, said it should be clear by the year's end whether Iran was open to direct negotiations. And so far that hasn't happened. The whole thing was to persuade Iran to forget the nuclear weapons, but it's much more difficult because of this big crackdown on the re-election, the disputed re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Frankly, for my money, since he's on my list of people I wouldn't trust no matter what he says or what 60 Minutes camera he looks into and blames everything on our government or not, I'd say go get him Israel if that's the case. Look, I agree with what Biden said in the sense that they are a sovereign nation. It's up to them to decide what they want to do. But here's the deal. The United States might not stand in the way, but if it comes full-on war, then what happens? What happens when Israel, our ally, needs help against Iran? So that pulls us into the fray no matter what, and I think there should be concerns over Ahmadinejad anyway. I mean, come on. The guy is absolutely a egomaniacal dictator. There's no democracy going on in Tehran. We all are very much aware of that. And thanks to the people who protested and the twittering of the video and whatnot, we saw it firsthand. We saw what happened, certainly, in the streets. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Well, I just got back from the Appalachian Trail in Argentina. It's not a laughing matter. People don't understand history. You know, a lot of people that are Appalachian people that moved to Argentina. You look in Wikipedia, Wales, you know, in England, then they were in the 1800s. And so the guy was confused, you know. And
I was going to say, are you working for the governor now in South Carolina? That's good.
Yeah, I heard you talk about Palin, and I'd like you to listen to that that video again, because I listened to it, and someone who is accustomed to public speaking, she was like taking a deep breath after every sentence, like she had some medical problem or she was really nervous, and you know, I don't know what's going on with her, but I always thought she was just a last-minute, you know, substitute for Romney, because McCain found out that, you know, the Republicans were not going to vote for Romney. And he needed to pick somebody quick, and she stands for all the right things. But, you know, and we love her, but she cannot articulate and persuade people about the things she stands for. And a politician needs to be able to do that. And, you know,
No, I agree. Here's the thing. She left a lot of people very, very confused, and I think that this, without a doubt, eliminates her from serious consideration for the presidency in 2012. I think the deal is, Tomas, you know, as governor, she makes $125,000, but she has, as you said, even if she rambled, it was confusing, all that other sort of stuff. Absolutely, you can't tell where she was going with it.
Well,
she
time will tell.
You know, time will tell, yeah.
Now, the thing on Honduras, Kate, I'd have to say that with the generals and all those people in Honduras seeing what the United States did not do in Iran, they said, Obama's not going to do anything to us if we kick this guy out. If Obama had done something in Iran, I'd do it. President Honduras, but this is going to start happening everywhere now. You know, wherever a government now thinks that they need to take drastic action, it's going to happen, because the United States has a coward in the White House. You know, and you know, all the people in the United States who voted for him, they don't want to say that yet, because it's pretty embarrassing. You know, when you vote for somebody like that and then hope and change and all that, and then you just get a little bit of change back. But
a little bit of change, but I'm bumped back. I think there are people, you know, Jana, other callers have called us. She said, I'm a Democrat, and my Democratic friends say that they can't believe what they've gotten in Barack Obama, that they're disappointed that he is not the guy that he was on the campaign trail, that he's not following through with his quotes, change and all this other stuff. And you're right on world affairs. He's taken a very different approach. It's laying in the weeds, baby, and there is something to that. There is no carrying a big stick, I guess, with this administration.
You know, something funny, Kate. I bet you have noticed it, because I think you're a person who listens to both sides of
right. The
issues. You listen,
yeah.
And you know, and it, a couple years ago, when the Republicans controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House, you heard Republicans saying, "We control everything. How come we're not doing anything?" And now the Democrats are saying the same thing. Don't you hear that?
Yes. Absolutely.
And you have some Republicans say, look, the media is pro-left wing. You have some people on the left saying the media is pro-right wing. They're corporate. Sometimes it's just like ridiculous.
Here's what it is, Tomas. It's like sports teams. I think politics is now like playing sports. I root for the Eagles, you root for the Vikings or whoever, and that's what we do. You pick a side, NFC, AFC, whatever.
And
that's
we both complain
become.
About the umpires, right?
That's absolutely right. We complain about the refs, absolutely, or in baseball, the umpires. You got it. That's what it is. Politics has become more and more that. You got to pick a side. This is your side. Even if your side does something embarrassing, you're sticking up for that side. That's what happens.
Crazy. Listen to that video again and tell me if you think I'm right about the way she takes a deep breath after, because that sounds like, you know, a medical problem to me. And again, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Oh, Tomas, you're a great caller. Thanks. 800-259-5791. Hey, here's the thing about the Palin announcement on Friday, and I watched as soon as it came down, I was watching it. And so you have supporters, you've got critics saying the same thing. They don't understand. It's pretty inexplicable that you would have this high-profile Republican who was definitely considered a contender by her own party for a White House run in 2012 to step out of the governor's office. So she's a half-term governor. Now, at this point, she's leaving 16 months early, and I don't see how that helps her to prepare for bigger and better things on the political stage, because you can't quit. You just can't quit your gig. Can't do that. Now, some people try to compare that to Barack Obama and the fact that he was a junior senator, but he was in the job. He was in the job, and yes, he was running for president, but so were all the other people who were in the job running for president, too, like Hillary Clinton, etc., or early going Joe Biden, whoever, throw up any name, whatever name you want to put in that place. But in the case of quitting 16 months early, I think that hurts her possibility of a presidential run. I think she's done for that. But that might not be the intention anyway. Is this her political finale? She didn't say that. She said she's looking forward to serving the public outside the governor's chair, right? And even John McCain, who plucked his campaign for obscurity, as Tomas said, is kind of a Hail Mary because he is right on that. Romney was thought to be the guy, but ultimately the fact that he was a Mormon and that people were saying that they were afraid people wouldn't vote for the Mormon on a grand scale, that there were questions hovering around him and all this stuff, they didn't go in that direction. Instead, plucked out Sarah Palin. He released a statement over the weekend and said, look, she's going to continue to play an important leadership role in the Republican Party and our nation. Wow. And Palin has a political action committee. They get donations on the website, and they saw it explode. They got sort of an uptick in contributions after she made that announcement. So while some people, political people, were caught off guard there and were perplexed by this, there are people that obviously still want to see her in the spotlight. You know, one of the things she said is in this rambling kind of weird resignation deal, she said many just accept that lame duck status and they hit the road. They draw a paycheck. They kind of milk it. I'm not going to put Alaskans through that. She said she wasn't going to milk it. So, again, what does that mean? Any thoughts? 800-259-5791. More on Palin coming up around the bend.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America tonight with Zig and Zag all over the place. Hey, hey, to everybody out there still celebrating 4th of July. Some people actually stretch it in through Monday and take another day off. We're here, though, on ATN Live, talking about a lot of different things, including what Joe Biden said with Iran. It's being stretched into a couple of different things. He basically said nothing was off the table to Stephanopoulos when he was on the Sunday show this week. And you heard Tomas there, caller from Michigan, talking about the fact that, well, here we mention Honduras, Iran, etc., but why should anyone care what the U.S. thinks? Because this presidency has been about not reacting to things like Iran and the protesters and originally coming out, no, we don't want to meddle. Now in the Honduras situation, similar thing. At first backing Zelaya, but not backing it up with anything other than what you heard from Hillary Clinton and cutting off the aid. But is the United States losing its presence of, what do we want to call this, fear? I mean, we're the world power, 233 years old as of this July 4th, but a nation so powerful, considered the biggest superpower in the world. Are we not the biggest superpower any longer because of the attitudes of the new administration? I guess that's a pretty fair question, right? What ultimately is the thought in some of these dictators' minds, etc., as far as the United States and fear of the United States getting involved? In the meantime, Sarah Palin, closer to home, as we were just mentioning, surprised a lot of people with the 12-minute rambling kind of resignation speech and really did absolutely stunned a lot of conservatives and a lot of people hoping that she would run for president when she ditched her job as governor of Alaska. So people, rightly so, are asking, hey, what gives? What's the deal here? I mean, this has rattled some in the Republican Party. I just described to you what she said. She didn't want to accept a check. She didn't want to be a lame duck. So she made up her mind that she wasn't hanging in with this gig. There's no question about it. And she said that she's got bigger things to do for the party. She also has the potential to make bigger money. Harper Collins is producing her memoirs, and they are going to come out next spring. Terms are not disclosed, but six-figure book deals is pretty common, and supposedly that's the rumor as to what she will get. I mean, she certainly has come a long way, as I said, from obscurity to being a huge name people embracing or not liking. She's polarizing, no question. Tina Fey doing her brilliantly on Saturday Night Live, and then she showed up herself and appeared on that show. Now, here's what's interesting. Some people think there's got to be something going on. Because she is polarizing, that means you're going to have people that come after you, and that's how it goes. And it's led to multiple ethics complaints that have been filed against her with the state personnel board. But all but two of the 15 complaints have been dismissed. All but two out of 15. With no findings of any wrongdoing, one complaint led to Palin's agreement to reimburse the state about $8,100 for costs that were tied to trips taken with her children. The state says it spent about $300,000 to investigate the complaints. Palin says she's racked up more than $500,000 in legal fees fighting them. In fact, here's what her attorney, Thomas Fain, said.
She did not step down for any kind of scandal or wrongdoing, which has been alleged.
All right, now you heard the last part where I said that she had to pay $500,000 in legal fees. See, that's what happens. The other side of the coin that people don't realize, with anybody in government defending themselves and they have to have an attorney, or just even for discussions, especially anything with ethics, you got to have someone representing you. You are going to spend some big bucks in that area, right? So if she's got money being waived at her to speak, that's in the millions. She's got to pay back those legal fees. She's costing her own state a ton of money because everybody and their brother is coming out to complain. Then maybe she should get out of there. If that is this kind of the lines that why she's stepping aside. Here's what the lieutenant governor, Sean Parnell, said about Palin going away.
She has a wider opportunity to advance our core values. I think she's going to take that opportunity.
Okay, so you heard what he said. You heard what the attorney said. Nobody's investigating her. I think I said that earlier. There's no investigation on the table anyway by the feds either. And is it just a decision to take a better gig, something that is more high profile? Don't think it leads to the presidency unless there's something I'm not aware of. I was thinking of big gigs in the party, and the biggest one of, I guess, influence where you're not actually a political, you're not actually somebody in the Senate, in the Congress, a governor, etc. Perhaps Michael Steele, is his job shaky? Would she lead the Republican Party? I think that's doubtful, although it was suggested to me over the weekend. I mean, we can speculate all we want. I think in a nutshell, she's going to go out, she's going to speak, she's going to do her book deal, she's going to be doing a lot of tube, you're going to see her on Fox, especially the next couple of days. I would think next week she'll be all over the map on all the cable shows she chooses to do, and certainly Fox, and probably in various interviews, and maybe she'll clear up what the mystery is as to what she's going to do next, because she keeps tying it to politics. So you would think that she's not completely out of the picture when it comes to politics. So we're curious what is the deal? Where is she going next? If you missed this, hats off to Roger Federer, who beat American Andy Roddick. Too bad. It would have been nice to see the American win. It's been so tough for the American male players, and he certainly is a great hope for the U.S., but the last major he won was in 2003, the U.S. Open. He wins his 15th Grand Slam, Federer does, by beating Andy Roddick. And if you hate tennis and you hate sports and you're listening to me and saying, oh, she was just talking about Sarah Palin, and before that we were talking about Honduras, Iran, etc. I mean, this is how we roll on ATN, and this is a big story. I am a huge tennis fan. I do sports. I have done sports in my career, and I think it's fascinating the psychology of sports and the mental, especially the mental aspects in tennis, and to have Roddick, who came out of essentially nowhere in a way, he's gotten in shape, and here he is playing the number one, now the number one player in the world, and who was playing for history, and to have him on the ropes to ultimately get it to a fifth set. So if you don't know tennis, the best of five, right, for the men, takes it on the line, baby, all the way to the fifth set and comes up 16-14 for that win. Incredible. I mean, just incredible. All the points that were played, 77 games. 77, is that right? Crazy. And it lasted, the fifth set alone lasted an hour and a half. So it was the sixth Wimbledon title for Federer. 15 Grand Slams in all for Roger, which is history because Pete Sampras held the title as far as the most Grand Slams. He had 14. So is Federer the greatest player ever? I mean, there's no doubt. He's 27 years old, and you can make a case for this guy that he probably still has some tennis left in him when it's all said and done. How many championships does he end up with? 50 aces. 50 aces. That means he served the ball, and Roddick couldn't even get his racket on it. Wow. I mean, just pure greatness. There's no backing down off of this guy. He, when he goes out, no matter what, if he has mono like he did last year or whatever, he's going to play guns a-blazing. A final quick thought to wrap up this hour. Sad to say, for all of you listening to me in a couple of states like California, like Georgia, it has to be disappointing when you file your taxes, especially if you file them in January, you feel like you're a good citizen, you get it in there early, and you're waiting for that refund. And now, because of what's happening with the economy and a lot of the states in trouble, you're getting an IOU. You're going to have to wait for your $1,300, your $2,000, your $5,000, whatever it is, to get your taxes back, because states like Georgia and Alabama, they cannot pay it. They're trying to get to a mid-July deadline to send out the tax refunds, or else they're going to have to pay millions in this interest. But when you're waiting for check, ooh, it's tough. Hey, flip me an email, americatonight.net.